We are at the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Beis 92b, the third line up at the bottom. The last word on the line says Amar. Amar of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was the one who said yesterday he had a machlokas with Rav Nachman. And Rav Sheshes says that even if somebody would get back to Yerushalayim after being far away, so they would not be able to be yotzi their Karban Pesach. Let's say they were far away. The Pasuk says if you're far away, so then you do this Pesach Sheni. But let's say the guy was far away and somehow he was super fast. He had a car and he was able to get to Yerushalayim in time. Rav Shesha says, sorry, buddy, the fact that you were too far away means that you were not Yotze, even if you made it. So you still have to do Pesach Sheni. So Amr Rav Shesha says, how do I know that even if you're far away, you're still not Yotze, if somebody else shechs the carbon for you? The Tan of the Brisa says, Rabbi Yekiva Omer, Ne'amar Tameh, V'ne'amar B'derech Rechoka. It says both the words, Tameh, Derech Rechoka. Ma Tameh, Shesibek B'yado Lasos. It's a kind of an interesting drasha, but just like a tame, who is said to only be able to do the next Pesach Sheni once he is tahor again, nonetheless has the physical capabilities of bringing the Karban Pesach, right? He's practically able to. He's just spiritually he's tame, so he can't do it because he's tame. So the ein osa, right? Sipek b'yado lasos means he could do it, but he doesn't do it. Av derech rechoka, the fact that the derech rechoka is sort of looped into the same pasuk, says av derech rechoka nami shesipik biadolasos. Even if he has the physical ability to do it, if he ain't osa, he shouldn't do it. He's not able to do it, and therefore both of them are pushed off to the second pasuk. Rav Nachman amar lach, Rabbi Akiva latame. Rav Nachman says that Rabbi Akiva is according to his own shita. Hold on. Where does Rabbi Akiva come into this? Not sure if we mentioned him yet. I think we did. I just can't remember where. I don't think we did yesterday. Either way, so Rav Nachman Amar Lach, Rabbi Akiva Tameh. Oh, here. There's a note here that says that the commentaries say that the bringing Rabbi Akiva in doesn't make any sense here. Because he hasn't been talked about yet. So Rashi apparently, or Rashi implies that Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't say Latame in their Gemaras. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Kasavar, and Rabbi Akiva thinks, Ein Shocht Mezarkan Atamish Eretz. Rabbi Akiva thinks that you do not Shecht for the sake of a Tamish Eretz, meaning even someone who's Tame. For someone who's Tame, you do not Shecht for them. Va'anas Virali. Command to Amr Shochtim is Arkanot Amasharetz. However, I do hold, this was a machlokas we had last week at some point, I hold that you do shecht the Karban Pesach for a Tamasharetz, and therefore, you are able to do it. So just like you're able to do it for a Tamasharetz, so to be able to do it for a, you're able to do it for someone who's Derech Rechoka. So that's Rav Nachman's response. Right? It's machlokas Tanayim, basically. I'm going in my right to say that a Derech Rechoka could be Yotzi as Karban if somebody else shechts for him, just like I always hold that a Tamasharetz, someone who's Tamasharetz, but will be okay that night, just like Derech Rechoka is not there now, but it will be there that night, is able to be Yotzi as Karban Pesach through a Shliach. Someone else doing it. So Tanu Rabbanan, Elu Ozen Es Hasheni, Zahazan Razavos Hatzarab Abtsaros, Venido Subala Nidus Fayodos. These are the ones that are that do the second Pesach. The Karban Pesach Sheni mean they presumably don't do it the first time. Everyone for their own reasons, but Hashogegin v'hanusin v'hamezidin, those who are negligent, those who are forced not to, and those who deliberately not don't. Those who are deliberately do it, the tamei shehaya v'derech rechoka, and those who are tamei and they were far away. Hold on. It just adds them to the list. It's kind of an interesting way to say it, but it adds them to the list.
Did you have to be Tahor and Pesach Sheni?
Presumably, yeah, why?
I mean, you know, all these same things could repeat themselves.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but assuming that you would become Tahor by that time. This is just saying that the people that are on Pesach Rishon do this. For Pesach Sheni, if they're Pesach Rishon, they're one of these statuses, and then they get it. They do it for the second one.
And then they touch a bug again right before Pesach.
Well, according to... Well, I don't know, first of all, if there's more of a leniency for Tamei Sheretz. But yeah, I get your point. You could mess it up again. Yeah. And we'll talk about whether you're Chayiv Karis for that thing later in the daf. Lama Ne'amar. So Gemara says, sorry, hold on. Im Kain, if that was the case, that even those who are negligent, or not negligent, bad word, but those who are mistaken, and those who are forced, and those who are deliberately not to, those get put to his Pesach Sheni. So Lama Ne'amar Tamei. Why does it say specifically a Tamei? Lama Ne'amar, what do you mean, why does it say it? If you're able to do it, so then you don't get pushed off. Hold on. So the Gemara said, "Wow, what was the question?" If those who are mistaken, forced, or deliberate. Not bringers, they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So then why do you have to tell me about the Tamei? I don't really know what the question is. Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty obvious. So the Gemara says, Ella im kein laman amar b'derech rechoka. Really, the question is derech rechoka. Meaning, why does the pasuk specify derech rechoka if it's already saying those who did, or if it's already saying those, if it really means, I think this is the question, so if it really means those who were mistaken, and those who were forced not to, and those who deliberately didn't, so then why does it specify someone who's derech rechoka? So Gemara says, lepotra min hakaris, to say that he's not chayiv karis. These two specific issues, Tamev and Derech Rechoka, they don't get a Chiyuv Karis. So Chaman to Amar Hortzen, it's according to Rav Nachman, who says that they could get it, they could do it, they could be Yotze. So these two, we're not going to invoke Karis for them. Hold on. Okay. Uchman to Amar Hortza, because they could technically do it for those who had a shliach, and the Karim Pesach was done for them on their behalf. So Gemara says, we learned before, yesterday, Isha Basheni mi Mechaiva, that is it really true that a woman is Chayeves, right? We learned sort of this yesterday, but this list included, if you remember, we just said, Zavin and Zavos, which are women, Mitzoraos, women, and Nidos, and Yoldos, those are all women categories. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I thought we said yesterday, V'hatanya, Yachol lo yuhu ostenes hasheni ela tamei nefesh v'esh v'dem chokam, Zavin Tzoraim bo'ala Nidos, Tamalomar minayin, Tamalomar ish. And we learn from that ish is the one the man, at least according to one sheet, is the one who brings Karban Pesach Sheni, but not the woman. So, lo kasha, HaRabbi Yossi, HaRabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. One of them is Rabbi Yossi, that women are obligated in Pesach Sheni, and that's what that price is talking about. And the other is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are the ones who say they're not chayiv. One of them says that they could bring Karban, Rabbi Shimon says they couldn't even if they wanted to. So this price that says that these women categories do bring Pesach Sheni, that's going according to Rabbi Yossi, fine, no problem. Just machlokas tanaim. So Tana Rabbanan, another machlokas tanaim. Chayiv karis al rishon, chayiv karis al sheni. Someone who doesn't bring the Karban Pesach on the first time around is Chayiv Kares, and someone who doesn't bring it on the second time around is also Chayiv Kares. Divrei Rebbe. So this is interesting, just sort of methodologically. How do you look at Kares? Is Kares something, when it comes to a positive mitzvah, right? When it comes to a negative mitzvah, you do the act, and therefore you are Chayiv. But when it comes to a positive mitzvah, so then you don't get a bris meal on the eighth day. Are you already chayiv karis when you're an eight-day-old baby? Or do you get chayiv chiyuv karis? Are you chayiv for when you turn bar mitzvah? Are you chayiv when you become 20 years old? Are you chayiv every single day of your life until you get the bris milah? Like, when do you get chayiv karis for a positive mitzvah, which you can continue doing? So too here, you don't do the Pesach Rishon. You missed your chance, but you have a chance to make it up. So how do we look at that? Do we look at it as if you're already chayiv after the first one, and now you got a chance to not be chayiv if you do the second one? Or is it that we hold it over your head until you don't do the second one? So this is the different opinions here. One opinion is that you're chayiv for both of them. If you don't do the first one, you're chayiv. And then if you don't do the second one, you'd be chayiv again. You get two karises. Not really sure what the utility of that is. But either way, Rabbi Nasan says, Omer, chayiv karis al rishon, upatr al hasheni, that you'd be chayiv karis for the first one, even if you did the second one. Even if you did the second one, but you'd be pater al hasheni if you didn't do it even on purpose. Okay, he just holds it. There's no karis for the second one. There's only one karis being doled out, and it's for the missing the first one. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Omer, Af al harishon eno chayiv karis, ela im kein lo ases hasheni. So says Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, the only time we're going to invoke karis, we're going to apply karis, is when you don't do the second one, which could cover you from not doing the first one. So it's sort of hanging over until Pesach Sheni comes around. And this gets back to what David says, which is, you know, what if the same thing happens? What if you're timing the first one, you're timing again for the second one? So the question is, if you didn't do it on purpose, I think Rav Chanan ben Akavya says you would get karis. But if you were somehow unable to do the second one, so then you would not be chayiv karis. I think that's true. I'm not sure. I think that's what we're saying here. But either way, Rashi says, "V'im shagag barishon v'hezid b'sheni pater." Af al harishon im hezid eno chayiv karis ad sheyazid af b'sheni. That's how Rashi says it. You have to deliberately not bring karm pesach sheni also. We're going to say this in a second. They were all going according to their understandings of it. Let's say someone converts to being Jewish, or a katan grows up to be, has his bar mitzvah during Sfira. Rabbi says you have to bring Pesach Sheni again because there's a chi of karis. You get karis if you don't bring the second Pesach, and therefore they have just as much as an obligation as those who were bringing the first one. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Kol Shazakulushan Zakulushani. Anyone who's bringing the first one has to bring the second one. Kol Shein Zakulushan En Zakulushani. And Rabbi Nasan says that anyone who's chayiv for the first one would be chayiv for the second, but you can't be chayiv for the second one unless you were already chayiv for the first one. It's a package deal. They sort of come together. Interesting, again, theologically or methodologically, how those two things are connected. So Michael Milfki, now the Gemara is going to go through how they're connected. Rabbi Savar, Shnei Regel Bifnei Sheni Regel Bifnei Atmahu. Pesach Sheni is its own thing. It's a separate holiday. It has nothing, just because the word Sheni is there doesn't mean that it's connected to the first one. They have independent halachos and independent necessities, obligations. Rabbi Nasan Savar Sheni Tashlum and Derishonu. Rabbi Nasan said Sheni Tashlum and Derishonu, that the second one is the I don't know how to translate, the compensation for the first one, maybe. The second one can cover the first one. Takune l'rishon lo matakin lei. However, it's not going to fix the second one. It can compensate for the second one. So what's the difference? Someone who is chayav on the rishon, so then he doesn't do it, so then he can make it up. He can make up for it by doing the second one, but he's not going to undo what happened in the first one. Right? He already did what he did in the first one. Meaning that they're connected, but they're not necessarily. The second one's not going to be able to fix the first one. That's what it says. Yeah, takuni l'risho lo matakin lei. Hold on. Right. So if you deliberately didn't bring the first one, so you can't fix that with the second one. You're just chayv to bring the second one. V'Rabbi Chanan ben Akiva Sava Sheni Takanta Derishon Hu. That the second one is a takana for the first one. That if you do the second one, you can sort of wipe off that issue, wipe off that sin from not doing the first time. Ushlashta Mikra Achadarshu, all three of these opinions all learn from the same pasuk. The pasuk says in Bamidbar Tesir Gimel Vahaisha Shehu Tahor Vederach Lohaya, someone who is not tahor and someone who is far away or not in the path. So then he should bring the Karban Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Savar v'chadal lasos haPesach renichrasa v'lo delo aved barishon. Inami Karban Hashem lo hikriv ma'ado b'sheni. Right, two options that you can either get kares for not doing the first one, or Karban Hashem lo hikriv ma'ado, which is referring to the second Karban Pesach. You can also get kares for that one. Umimai says the Gemara, and when it says that you should carry your sin, that's referring to kares. Whoever said, right, the first time it says, it says, but the second part of the pasuk, ki karban Hashem lo hikriv mado, chet o yisa, doesn't necessarily mean a kares. That's the second part that he's saying also means kares. How do you know it's kares? So he says, kasavar migadef, when it says later on in Bamidbar that someone who curses Hashem, Hainu Mevarach Hashem, that's the person who is cursing Hashem. Uchsib Mevarach, that's a euphemism. Mevarach Hashem literally means to bless Hashem, but here referring to as a euphemism to see cursing Hashem. Uchsib Mevarach Hashem, and we know it says by that halacha, v'nasa cheto, that a person has to carry his sin. V'gamar hai cheto dehacha mi cheto dehasam. We learn the word cheto in that case from this case, or this case from that case, that ma'ala halan karis afkan nami karis. So says Rebbe that you get karis even for this Pesach Sheni, because of how he understands the pasuk, two clauses referring to two separate Pesachs. And we know that the second clause, when it says you get a chet, is referring to karis, because we have that from the Mekala. So Rebbe nasan sabar v'chadal pesach v'nichrasa dehai ki lashon dehahu. That second phrase is not an independent phrase in that pasuk, but rather it is an explanatory phrase that somebody who doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, right, lo tahor b'derech lo haya, and then it says v'nichrasa, you get kares, and then the next part of the pasuk says ki karban Hashem lo hikriv mado, is not referring to a second person, a second Pesach, it's referring to the first one. Ki is referring to what we just said. Dahai ki lashon dahahu v'hachi kamar achmana daha karban Hashem lo hikriv mado barishon, that the second phrase is referring to someone who didn't do a barishon. So hai cheto yisa my avile. Well, if that's the case, then why does the pasuk say cheto yisa according to Rabbi Nasan, who thinks it's talking about the same first phrase, the same thing that's referred to in the first phrase, which already has the words v'nichrasa. It already has the word that he's going to get carried. So why do we need the words at the end of the pasuk that says he's going to carry his chet? Well, we would think he would carry it and not get it, right? He'd get carries, but he wouldn't carry his chet. So what does that mean? So my avilei kasava megadev lav hainu mevarchas Hashem is trying to teach us that that a megadev who is chayu karis is not the same. Is not the same as someone who curses Hashem, and therefore we can't learn that mevarich Hashem is chayav karis. V'gamar hai cheto dehasam mehai cheto dehacha. Right, that when it says megadef in Bamidbar over there, that's one halacha, and then there's another halacha which is also said, but it's in a different place. Right, the mevarich is Hashem, the megadef. He who is Megadef, right? According to Rabbi Nassan, that means that they're doing things for Avodah Zarah. So that's a pasuk in Bamidbar Tezvav. But in Mevarech Has Hashem, those who curse Hashem, that's a pasuk in Vayikra Chavdalot. So there's two separate halachas. They're not necessarily the same. And therefore, it's coming to tell us here that what is the punishment for a Megadef. So here it's saying, so what is the punishment for Mekalel? For Mekalel, someone who curses, so that's learned out from here. Ma hacha kares, af hasam kares, someone who is mevarech, someone who is cursing Hashem, gets kares, just like the person who doesn't do Pesach Rishon gets kares. But it's not to say that he gets the same thing as a Megadev. And therefore we can learn it to here. That's a different, that's how Rebbe, you understood it. Rebbe Chanan Menekavisav, Rebbe Chadala Asos HaPesach V'Nechresav. The Pasuk says, you didn't do Pesach, and therefore you get kares. So, E carbon Hashem lo yikir b'mado. So if it's that he did not bring the carbon when he could have, so then basheni. And the second part, which is saying that you don't bring the carbon, it's similar to how Rebbe understood it. That's the second clause is referring to Pesach Sheni, and therefore according to him, what's v'hai chet o yisa me'avid lei? So what does he think that chet o yisa is referring to? Kida Amran, just like we said for Rebbe Nassan, that chet o yisa is a chiyuv kares. So hilkach hezir b'zeu b'zeh divrei kol chayiv. So the only difference for Rebbe Chanan ben Akavya is that he darshens the pasuk the same way as Rebbe, but the second clause will make up for the first one. Whereas Rebbe says no, they're two separate clauses, two separate mitzvahs, and two separate punishments. Rebbe Chanan ben Akavya says no, that it's a kares which is possible unless you do the second one. So Hilkach, therefore, says the Gemara, just to finish off this three-way machlokas, Hezer b'zeh b'zeh, if somebody deliberately doesn't bring Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so Divrei HaKol Chayiv Karis, everyone agrees you're Chayiv Karis. Rebbe would say you're Chayiv two Karis, is whatever that means. Shagag b'zeh b'zeh, Divrei HaKol Pater. If you were mistaken in both, so then everyone agrees that you're Pater from Karis, because you can't get Karis unless you do something on purpose. Hezid Barishon B'Shagag B'Sheni, if, however, you did it on purpose, you didn't do the Karim Pesach the first time, and then you only did B'Shogig, you accidentally didn't do the Sheni. So L'Rebbe, L'Rebbe Nassan M'Chayvi, according to opinions 1 and 2, Rebbe and Rebbe Nassan, you still be Chayvi, because that first one already introduces the Chiyuv Karis. However, L'Rebbe Chanan Menekavya Pater, the only way Rebbe Chanan Menekavya would say that you're Chayiv is if you did both of them on purpose. But if the second one was out of your control somehow, maybe you made a mistake, so then you wouldn't be Chayiv. Shagag Barishon V'Hezid V'Sheni, if you didn't do it the first time around, and you deliberately didn't do it on the second time though, so L'Rebbe Chayiv, so Rebbe says you'd be chayiv because it's an independent obligation on the second one. Rebbe Nassan, Rebbe Chanan, Menekavya Pater. But they would say you're Pater because they would think that you would only be chayiv kares based on the first one. And if the first one was a shogeg, so you wouldn't be chayiv even if you didn't do so deliberately on the second one. It seems like we paskin like Rebbe that you'd be chayiv for that situation. But we paskin like Rebbe Chanan ben Akavya, if you were shogeg in both. So we sort of split how we paskin for these based on the situation, which is kind of interesting. But either way, new Mishnah, Ezo Hiderech Rechoka. How far is too far? Right, an interesting question here. That when the pasuk says you can't, if you're far away and you don't bring Pesach Sheni, if you don't bring Pesach Rishon, so you bring Pesach Sheni. Well, how far is too far? So min hamodiim v'lachutz. I don't know if this is the same modiim. But it's a city which is nearby Yerushalayim, and anywhere from there and outward is considered to be too far. And that length, whatever that length is, we'll talk about in the Gemara, is from there until in every direction. Div Rebbe Kiva, that's going to Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, me iskopes hazara v'lachutz. Anyone who is outside of Har Abayis, anyone who's outside, even if they're in the Azara, even if they're right outside the Azara, that's considered like Derech Rechoka, to the extent that they would be pater for not bringing Karim Pesach. I think we pass on Rebbe Akiva on this one, but the Gemara continues. The Mishnah says Amar Rebbe Yosi Lefikach Nakud Al Hay. That's why there's a little dot in the Torah in Bamidbar Tesiyot when it talks about Pesach Sheni. That's why. Excuse me. That's why there's a dot over the hay. V'lomar lo mibnei sherachok vaide. It's not because he's very far away, but it's just simply elamei skopas hezar v'lachutz. He's not in the exact place where he needs to be to bring the Karim Pesach. That's considered far away enough. So Amar Ula. So the Gemara says min ha'ir modiim liyushalayim chamisha aser mil in havya. It's 15 mil. How long is 15 mil? I always forget this. I think it's like a kilometer. No, which would be that would be like. Is there a note there in Safari or something like that? on.
It just says 15 mil, but I think that's about 10 miles, something like that.
A mile.
15 mil at the sunrise and Erev Pesach.
I'm getting here a mile. A mil is 3760, which is about 963 meters. So yeah, about a kilometer, I think. I think that would work out.
A little less than a kilometer.
Yeah. Okay. So those are European inclined. That's about 15 kilometers, but 14 kilometers. Sabrala ki hada amar rabba bar barchana amar rabbi yochanan kama halach adam biyom. How much can a person walk in one day? Asara parsaos. 10 parsa, which is the equivalent of 40 mil. So me'alos ha'shachar v'anei tzachama. If you remember, I think we learned this. When did we learn this? We might have learned this by the zmanim of when to daven. So how long is it? So it's 5 mil. This is, by the way, important for calculating shkia and tzeis and stuff like that. So me'alos ha'shachar v'anei tzachama chameshes milin. Right? From dawn. Until sunrise, official sunrise, so that's 5 mil worth of walking. And similarly, from Shkia to the end is also 5, even though they don't always work out the same way, timing-wise. Pashu le tlasin, so therefore you're left over with 30 in the middle. Chamesa mitafra le palgadioma. You have 15 in the morning, the chamesa mitafra le arta, and 15 in the, afternoon is what it means here. So here what we're saying is you get 15 based on, you know, a morning or an afternoon's worth of walking. You get 15 mil. So Ula Tame Damar Ula is with Derek Rechoka, Koshe Inyach Lekanis B'Shesh Shechita. Ula says that it's all based on whether or not you can get there by the time Shechita happens. So Amar Mar, I don't know why that's necessarily the same thing, but either way, Amar Mar, I guess you're doing something until Chatzos. Maybe you're getting rid of your chametz until then. I don't know why that would be l'tame. Either way, Amar Mar, me'alos hashachar ad hanetz chameshes milin. How do you know? I feel like we've done this gemara before. I can't remember where we did it. Maybe I just know this gemara. I remember this gemara, but I don't remember if we've done it before. So minelan. Right, the angels push out Lot and say, "Go to Tzoar, get out of here!" Right, because Sodom's going to get destroyed. So they pushed him out. They rushed him. They rushed him out. And then it says, that the sun came out on the land and Lot came to Tzoar, meaning that that between whatever place he was in Sodom to Tzoar must be 5 mil, because they pushed him out, basically. Kum kachas ishtacha. Get up. It's, you know, the break of dawn that they're telling him to get out. Right? That's drasha. Not necessarily clear in the pasuk that says that. But v'amar v'chanina l'didi chazili ha'hu astra v'havei chamisha milin. I saw that place and it's about 5 mil. Okay, interesting. Halacha learned from Lot. Learn that one from Lot. So gufa amar ula ezahu derech rechoka choshin yachol lekanis b'shas shchita. Anyone who is not able to get there at the time of shchita is considered derech rechoka. Rabbi Yehuda amar choshin yachol lekanis b'shas achila. Anyone who can't get there by the time you eat. This is presumably relevant to the conversation we had yesterday and at the beginning today about whether we base it on someone coming by nightfall. Reb Nachman says you can be still yotzei. Although within Rav Nachman, that wouldn't make sense based on this, that he would be called Derech Rechoka and come after that. But either way, so Amar Le Rabba Leula L'Didach Kasha L'Rav Yehuda Kasha L'Didach Kasha De Amar Kosha Ein Yachol Lekanes V'Shas Shchita V'Hatamish Eretz De Ein Yachol Lekanes V'Shas Shchita V'Kamar Shochten V'Zochten Hatamish Eretz. You said yesterday that, or you said on Sadi Amid Beis, meaning to Ula, I think this is Ula. Yeah, Ula, you said on Sadi Amabez that at Tami Sharetz, you're allowed to do it. And here you're saying that they're not allowed to do it. They're considered Derech Rechoka. So why would you say one and the other? Ula Rebbe Yehuda Kasha, to Amar Kosha Inyach Lekanes V'Shas Achila. And Rabbi Yehuda says that anyone's not able to make it for eating. Oh, I got it mixed up for Ula. Ula said that you can do it for Tami Sheretz, even though you're, oh, no, I said it right. Even though you're calling him now a Derech Chokah, that's going to be okay by the time it's for eating. So how can you say by the time of Sheretz you're allowed to do it because he's going to be good by eating time, whereas when it comes to Derech Chokah, you said that that's considered someone who doesn't do the Pesach Sheni. So we'll talk to you. People can already think about their, think about, you know, how he's going to answer that. So the Kamar Ancient Rabbi Yehuda, the opposite. Your Rabbi Yehuda says that anyone who can't make it by eating time, but the Tamar Sheretz can make it by eating time, and you said it was no good. So Amar Lai Lola Didi Kasha Lola Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. Ula says not a kasha for either one of us. That somebody who's far away is considered to be far away, and that's sort of like the category is only for those who don't have anything else wrong with them. But there's no such thing as derech chokah for a tamei. Someone who's tamei, it's a whole separate category. Those two things are not necessarily judged the same way, based on drushas. L'Rev Yehuda lo kasha tamei sheretz rachmana dachye. That when it comes to a tamei sheretz, we have a drush that tells dechsiv ish kiyet tamei lenefesh milo askin shechal shvi shalol lios bare pesach. That when it says that tamei doesn't do it, so the Torah already told us not to do it, even if you could get there by the end of the day. But presumably for derech chokah, that's not necessarily the same thing, and it's not pushed away by the Torah unless he doesn't come for the eating part. So basically, they're both drushas that make their shittas consistent. It's not just one logic. Okay, shkayach. I wish you have a good day, a good week.
Shkayach, Rabbi.